Matt Fraser, you're comparing today. What's your involvement with the event?
Well, I was asked by business in the community to get on board a while back. I did a speech about a personal testimonial about my life and what had inspired me a couple of years ago for them at one of their annual events at the Royal Albert Hall. Then I was asked to be involved in Work Inspiration. And, you know, like a lot of us, my work experience was, well, a four-letter word, beginning with S. And I just didn't want, you know, I remember thinking I'm never going to work for that company. And I don't want young kids to think that. I have a personal thing about disabled people in the workplace, and I want to see more and more of them, and there are going to be now. And so I, as an older disabled person who's managed to make his way in life and attain some level of success in my own personal business, which is in the performing arts, I wanted to be a part of it because I thought it was a good thing to be a part of.
You're kind of the poster child for portfolio careers. You've done so many things. You're a poet, a presenter, an actor, a writer. I mean, there's so many aspects to what you do. How do we balance giving kids experience with also giving them autonomy to carve out a path that is kind of in tune with who they are as people?
Well, I mean, in my own path, as I've gained each individual performative skill and added to my arsenal, I've had to sit, the first initial job in each sector has been a specific job that I've had to sit down, learn, watch other people, get the skills, and then decide if I can use that in my own, you know, toolbox, as it were. And so I now have a healthy toolbox that I can take individually and autonomously to places, but I wouldn't have been able to do that had I not had to have the actual experience of the individual bits of work. So I've chosen to find out and seek out very different sorts of jobs so that I can learn in those ways, so that I can be at most empowered to be autonomously powerful in my own individual life.
Do you think events like this help business to understand that? That people don't have to be drones in order to work in business? That actually, that those of us, I'm a musician, my background is in the arts as well. But we have a different kind of creative mindset that actually is an advantage rather than a disadvantage in this kind of setting.
Well, like you said, Steve, I think very much, as you're a musician, I'm an actor, both work in the arts, that I think business always need reminding that us mavericks, the ones with the long hair and the weird looks, actually can be just as much of an asset as the clipped Oxford graduate. You know, often more so, because we've already learned how to free think, and sometimes it's a free thinker that comes up with the innovative idea. I think it's getting better, but I as again, you know, as maybe a disabled person, they maybe think of me in that way. I think it's good to be a face of that, because like yourself, we know that all too often it's the Oxford graduate that gets the job, and all he's learned to do is copy what he was told, often. I don't want to denigrate them, but I mean, one of the things us weirdos can bring to it is our fantastic weirdo knowledge, and sometimes they really benefit from that,
and experience that people who've never had it just aren't ever going to understand. Absolutely. Without talking, I mean, particularly for people with disability.
Yeah, I mean, unless you've experienced the actual life you're talking about, you can't really talk about it, you know. So companies can't really hit markets they want to without researching those markets, or in fact, getting somebody from that market into their business to tell them how to approach that market.
Yeah, and an event like this does seem to be as much about listening as it is about talking.
Absolutely. Events like these, if we didn't listen as much as we talked, I think nothing, anything would move on, you know, especially the CEOs and the big business types listening to the young people, because surprising things come out of their mouths, you know. I've heard a lot, and, you know, I've watched them over the year get more and more inspired and more confident. You should have seen them all shuffling and nervous at the first event. Now they're breezing in, flashing out the business card, and they're getting, 'cause that's how to get ahead in life. And I think that overall, the number one thing that I think is good about this is that big, powerful business people have had to get out of their limo, out of their private office, and sit down and listen to a young person.
Yeah. Stephen Howard spoke. I was at an IBM event at the weekend, and he was talking about sustainability. And there's a kind of whole human aspect of sustainability here, that rather than the business world being a monoculture of people who've been through, you know, kind of the mill that churns out execs.
Yeah.
That actually, there's a whole side to this that is about diversifying it. There's a kind of, that you broaden the gene pool of people who end up in business. That has to be sustainable on a human level.
Yeah, that's a wonderful phrase, broadening the gene pool. And businesses do have to do that. And they won't sustain, and they won't be sustainable unless they do that. You know, sustainability is very much environmental, of course, but it's also a human resource. And, you know, if, you know, to talk about it in horrible Darwinian terms, if you only have one stream of genes, you're going to die out.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see you here. It made me smile when I saw you walk
in. Oh,
good.
Oh,
thank great.
You.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I mean, I feel a bit like stuffed into a suit. I feel a bit stuffed into a suit.
Yeah, I've never seen you in a suit before.
I'm used to sort of rocking and rolling a bit more, you know, and stuff. But you know what? That was judgmental of me.
Yeah.
Because this is where a lot of young kids are going to get, you know, this will filter out and they will get jobs from this.
Yeah.
Jobs that they might otherwise not have got. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you.